Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about award-winning photographer Paul Strand. The son of immigrants from Czechoslovakia, Paul was born in New York City on October 16, 1890. Strand was given his first camera as a birthday present by his father when he was 12 years old. This enabled him to sign up for the photography course taught by one of America's foremost photographers at the time, Louis Hine. Hine invited young Paul to help him on a major project documenting immigrants arriving at Ellis Island, and to encourage his student's natural talent, he took Paul to Alfred Stieglitz's 291 gallery to meet the guru of American photographers in person. Stieglitz was impressed by the hard-working young man and the quality of his photographs and took him under his wing. Stieglitz introduced Paul to the most progressive artists of the day and urged him to follow in their footsteps. Specifically, he steered the young man towards straight or pure photography, which involved real-life subjects portrayed as realistically and objectively as possible. Strand took his mentor's advice seriously. Over the next 2 years, he changed his technique dramatically and focused his work on three principal themes: movement in the city, abstractions, and street portraits. Mindful of Stieglitz's advice, he shunned sentimentality in his subjects, but he sought to strike his own balance between idealization and realism. In a series of classic photographs taken during a cross-country trip that summer, he successfully developed his own version of pure photography and brought that blend of approaches back to New York in the fall. The Manhattan cityscape of the 20s was thronged with pedestrians, carriages, automobiles. The streets became the unavoidable symbol of flux, change, and modernity. Strand and his fellow modernists pursued the great hastening metropolis as a vital subject. Being a very deliberate artist, however, Strand was not initially taken with the rush and go, but instead structured his images on relatively slow movements, usually of a single, overlooked person moving through the frenzied urban landscape. Like his teacher, Louis Hine, Strand was collecting poignant evidence of poverty among the subcultures that crowded the metropolis. Treating the human condition in the modern urban context, Strand's photographs are a subversive alternative to the studio portrait of glamour and power. His powerful photographs of New York in the 20s, like the contemporary work of his mentor Stieglitz, helped define the canon of early American modernism. In search of new subjects, Strand traveled to Mexico City in late 1932 at the invitation of Carlos Chavez, the eminent Mexican composer and conductor. The work he created over the next 4 years reflects time of intense productivity, creative renewal, and the evolution of Strand's idea of the collective portrait. His work during these years deepened his involvement with Mexican art, society, and revolutionary politics. In 1936, Strand returned to New York and joined forces with fellow photographer Bernice Abbott to establish the Photo League in New York City. Its initial purpose was to provide the radical press with photographs of trade union activities and political protests. His commitment to social engagement, unfortunately, attracted the wrong kind of attention in the political climate of the 1940s. Although he was honored in New York by a full-scale retrospective of his work at the Museum of Modern Art in 1945, the Photo League, like many other radical organizations, was soon thereafter investigated by the House of Un-American Activities Committee. This led Strand and other members of the group to being blacklisted, and in protest, Strand decided to leave the United States for France. Although Strand never chose to return to the United States, he received much critical acclaim there and throughout the world. In closing, I want to share this good news with you. The Fort Wayne Museum of Art recently received a generous gift of Paul Strand's photographs from the Mexican series and has added them to our permanent collection. These are among his finest and most important pictures, and we are proud to be able to share them with our community. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.